Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say a special hello today to Elijah, Alyssa, and Haley. And all the other boys and girls listening, I'm so glad you're here to spend time with Jesus. We are going to sing a song called Seashells. Jesus made all the seashells. Some are rough, some are shiny, others are big, others are tiny. We can find pretty seashells at the beach. I hope you'll find some. Let's sing.
Seashells, seashells, many pretty seashells. Rough and shiny ones, big and tiny ones. Jesus made the seashells. Seashells, seashells, many pretty seashells. Rough and shiny ones, big and tiny ones. Jesus made the seashells.
Blessings are all the good things we have or experience. I am blessed to have good Christian friends. I am blessed to have healthy, good food every day. I'm blessed to have fresh, clean water. And I am blessed that Jesus loves me all the time. Let's sing. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am made of tons of water, and I'm salty. Fish and whales swim in me, and big boats sail across me. What am I?
Ocean.
I'm the ocean. I am covered in sand. Ocean waves splash on me. You can find seashells as you walk on me. What am I?
Beach.
That's right. I'm the beach. And last one. I'm something hard and strong. You can find me pretty much anywhere. I'm not an animal. I'm not a plant. You might like to skip me across the water. You can find me on the ground. I rhyme with the word sock. What am I?
Rock.
You got it. I'm a rock. These three things can all be found at the ocean. Our story today is about a man who built his house on the rock. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible stories. Please help us to be quick to obey, to love you and to trust you. Amen. One time, Jesus told a story about two men who built houses. One of the men was wise. That means he was really smart, made good choices. But the other one was foolish. I'm going to build a house, the wise man said. He decided to build his house on a rock. Why did he do that? Because he wanted his house to be strong, just like a rock. The wise man carried heavy stones, pieces of wood, up to the top of the rock. Do you think it was easy? Oh no, it wasn't easy. It was hard work. Sometimes we need to do hard work, but he didn't care. He wanted his house to be safe, so he was willing to work hard and long. I'm going to build a house too, the foolish man said, but he thought it was too hard to build a house on the rock. So he decided he would just build his house down on the nice, sandy place. This will be so much easier, he thought. Well, guess who finished faster? The foolish man built his house quicker because he just built it on the sand and that was easy. When a big storm came, the winds were blowing and the water was crashing, the waves were crashing up on the beach. The wise man's house stood firm. It stood strong and safe, just like the man knew it would. How do you think it went for the man who built his house on the sand? Did his house stand up against a strong storm? Crash! The storm knocked the foolish man's house down. Jesus wants us to be like the wise man. How can we be wise? When we read our Bible stories and we obey God's happiness rules, we are being wise. When we obey our parents, we're learning to be like the wise man. When a big storm of trouble or temptation comes, we are safe because we have chosen to obey Jesus. Sometimes it feels hard to obey, but when we make the choice, in the end, it's easier and better. Obeying makes us happy, and guess who else is happy? Jesus is happy too when we obey. Do you want to be like the wise man? Shall we ask Jesus, help us to learn to be like the wise man? Jesus, we want to be wise. Help us to always choose to follow you because it's best. Amen. It's memory verse time. Our memory verse today is Proverbs 4, verse 5. It's four words, just like the chapter. You can count them on one hand. Get wisdom. That's two words. Get understanding. That makes four. Get wisdom, get understanding. You can tap on your head. That's the place where you get wisdom and understanding. As we say the verse, get wisdom, get understanding. Proverbs 4, 5. Now let's say it together. Get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
Get understanding.
Get understanding.
Proverbs.
Proverbs.
4, 5.
4, 5.
Let's have prayer together. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus,
please help us learn.
Please help us learn
to be like the wise men.
To be the wise men.
Please help us learn to always obey quickly.
Please help us to obey quickly.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is a fun one. It's called Wise Man. Wise Man built his house on a rock. When we stay close to Jesus and obey him, He is that rock that keeps us safe when trouble comes.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came a tumbling down. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rain
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.